usually yeast.
It's okay on coffee cake, what is it?
Well, now you can. It's probably the same thing. You use yeast in both of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What if you had a donut that was just straight and about this long? What would you call that? About 6-8 inches long.
Oh my god, you're big.
Okay. What would you call it if you had jelly in it?
Get a donut.
Okay. What would you call it if you just take a lump of donut dough and then you just dip it in the grease, you know, with a spoon and you don't make a hole in it?
Donut without a hole.
Okay. Okay. What would you call one that's, you know, just made the regular way, fried and deep fat, but it has three little strips across the hole?
Three little strips of what?
Dough, you know.
Dough.
Yeah.
I never made one like that.
Okay. You told me earlier, but what do you call those things that you eat with syrup and butter for breakfast?
Pancakes.
Okay. Would that always be made out of wheat flour?
Not necessarily.
What else would you make out of?
Plain flour, wheat flour. You can make them out of that whole wheat flour bran. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean wheat flour, but not necessarily white.
Okay. Okay. You might say you went to the store to buy two...
You can buckwheat, too.
What?
Like you can make them out of buckwheat, you know.
Those are good. That's my favorite kind. You might say you went to the store to buy 2 oz of flour.
2 pounds.
Okay. And what do we call the 2 inside parts of an egg?
Yolk. I mean 2 of the inside?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The yolk and the...
Yolk and white.
Okay.
White and the yolk.
What color is the yolk?
Yellow.
Okay. And if you cook them in hot water, you've got hard...
Oh, that's soft for eggs.
Yeah, okay.
Depending on how long you cook them.
Right. If you could just crack them and let them fall out of the shells into the water and send them all around.
Poached.
What?
Poached.
Okay. What would you call the salt-cured or sugar-cured meat that you might boil with greens?
Ham.
Okay, anything else?
Bacon.
Okay. What if it, you know, just hardly had any lean to it at all? It was just mostly fat. What would you call it?
Fat back.
Okay. What is fat back exactly?
I don't know. Okay. I know it's part of a hog. I know it's a part that they call the fat back. You can tell me, describe it. I wouldn't know.
Okay. Okay. What if it was mostly lean? What would you call it?
They call it lean.
Okay. Okay. If you cut down the side of a hog, like between the shoulder and the ham, what do you call that? What you cut off? Okay. Now the outside edge of bacon that sometimes you have to cut off, what do you call that?
The skin or the rind.
Okay. Okay. And, kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain is
sausage.
Okay, and the guy who kills and then who sells meat is
butcher.
What?
Butcher.
Okay. And if you kept some meat for too long, you'd say that the meat has
spots.
Okay. After you butcher a hog, what do you make with meat from its head?
Okay, cheese. Hog head cheese.
Okay. What do you make by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
Liverwurst.
Okay. Do you ever make anything out of hog blood?
I've heard of it though. Sausage, blood sausage, people do.
Have you ever had any?
I don't like
them. Sounds true.
But they do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of taking the juice from hog head cheese or maybe liverwurst and stirring up with cornmeal and maybe some hog meat? And then they cook it, and then later after it gets cold, they slice it and fry it. Suppose you kept butter too long, it didn't taste good. What would you call the taste?
A rancid.
Okay. And thick, sour milk that people used to keep on hand, they called...
Clabber.
Okay. And what is it you make with clabber?
Oh, kind of she.
Okay. Comment, anything else?
Heard.
Okay. All that stuff is made from milk, and used to be when they do the milk and they had to pour the milk through a piece of cloth. Yeah, mm-hmm. and you say you gotta what the milk to get the impurities out.